Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
When Bitterness Creeps In, written by Dina Johnson Martin, read by Kelly Jane McLean. Today's Bible verse is 2 Samuel 13:21. When King David heard all this, he was furious, and Absalom never said a word to Amnon, either good or bad. He hated Amnon because he had disgraced his sister Tamar. The bitterness welled up inside me, almost crushing me. I wanted to lash out, to forget whose I am, and act like one from the world. I wanted to shout out in my own defense, telling of all the wrongs done against me. I wanted to let the bitterness and anger have its way with me. Even as I battled the bitterness, I had my daily Bible reading playing on my phone. I'm reading through the Bible chronologically, and I'm at the kingship of David. I've read the dysfunction in his family, from rape to murder. Here's an excerpt from a couple of David's children, from 2 Samuel 13:4 through 15. Feel free to read along with me. Amnon, David's son, said to him, "I'm in love with Tamar, David's daughter, my brother Absalom, David's oldest son's sister." "Go to bed and pretend to be ill," Jonadab said. "When your father comes to see you, say to him, 'I would like my sister Tamar to come and give me something to eat. Let her prepare the food in my sight so I may watch her and then eat it from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to him, "I would like my sister Tamar to come and make some special bread in my sight so I may eat from her hand." David sent word to Tamar at the palace, "Go to the house of your brother Amnon and prepare some food for him." So Tamar went to the house of her brother Amnon, who was lying down. She took some dough, kneaded it, made the bread in his sight, and baked it. Then she took the pan and served him the bread, but he refused to eat. "Send everyone out of here," Amnon said. So everyone left him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food here into my bedroom so I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the bread she had prepared and brought it to her brother Amnon in his bedroom. But when she took it to him to eat, he grabbed her and said, "Come to bed with me, my sister." "No, my brother," she said to him, "don't force me. Such a thing should not be done in Israel. Don't do this wicked thing. What about me? Where could I get rid of my disgrace? And what about you? You would be like one of the wicked fools in Israel. Please speak to the king. He will not keep me from being married to you." But he refused to listen to her, and since he was stronger than she, he raped her. Then Amnon hated her with intense hatred. In fact, he hated her more than he had loved her. Amnon said to her, "Get up and get out." Here was the king's son raping his half-sister. He lured her in, overtook her, and then threw her out. She was forever disgraced, humiliated. And her brother Absalom? I don't know if you have brothers, but they can be fiercely protective. Absalom took his sister in, cared for her needs. His love for her was fierce, but his anger towards Amnon was even more fierce. We see this anger, this bitterness, mixed throughout the rest of David's story. Let's pick back up in 2 Samuel 13, 28 and 29. Absalom ordered his men, "Listen, when Amnon is in high spirits from drinking wine, and I say to you, 'Strike Amnon down,' then kill him. Don't be afraid. Haven't I given you this order? Be strong and brave." So Absalom's men did to Amnon what Absalom had ordered. Then all the king's sons got up, mounted their mules, and fled. Absalom's life is a portrait of the danger of bitterness. He chose not to deal with the hurt and pain of his past, and instead chose to allow the bitterness to destroy his life. That's exactly why God tells us to forgive. That's why God tells us to rip out the root of bitterness so it doesn't get a hold on our lives. That's why God tells us to obey His word, because His way is so much better than our own. I made a decision years ago not to let bitterness consume me. Some days it's hard, really hard. Some days, it's a minute-by-minute decision to focus on my Savior, to focus on His love for me. Some days, it's a challenge to remember the forgiveness He pours out on me, the forgiveness I'm expected to give others. But it's the right way, the best way, the only way.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.